Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
I'm 2PFM. Good evening, Jeff.
WB2RUQ.
KC2NBU.
K2VLA.
Okay, I got N2PFM, WB2RUQ, KC2NBU, and VLA, Clint. Okay, we'll start here at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff, and everyone. Hey, my mother's line's going downhill more and more. She's going to bed about an hour ago, so I got a bit of sneak in and get on before something else goes on, or she starts calling me over something from 20 or 30 years ago or whatever. All right, we got a temperature of 43 degrees. Temperature range today was 32 to 55. Partly sunny on and off today. We did have, everything stayed on cue. We got the mower deck on that John Deere 214, and that thing mows beautifully. That bigger mower does a much better job than the other one, and very happy I did get it, that's for sure. Like I say, something's got to happen with the PTO that drives the snowblower. That car will have to be repairing, will have to be put out in the spring. Pardon me, in the fall, but other than that, everything's working fine there. Where I got that pure sine wave inverter on now, and seems to be working beautifully. Motors start up easier and everything else too with it. So, okay, we'll say God bless, 73s, and I hope Harry and everybody else, we haven't heard from in a while, whoever's doing fine too. So we'll say God bless, 73s, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, glad to hear you got the sine wave inverter there, pure sine. I was looking at some of them too, and we're up at camp there, and I don't generally have a problem. I'm not running too many motors up there. I do plug in the laptop every once in a while up there, but if I run everything through one of those power strips, it doesn't seem to, I don't seem to have any problems once I do that. So, or how little I use it, I'm not going to spend the extra money, but okay, and WA2FK is doing better. Looks like he's on schedule to come home here this Friday, so keep our fingers crossed. And I brought a little gold nugget here for you tonight there, George, and it's a quote from Adam Smith, the father of modern-day economics. He said, happiness never lays its finger on its pulse. I always like that quote. Anyway, we'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, John, good evening. What's going on tonight? WB2RUQ, do you copy?
WB2RUQ, copy. WB2RUQ.
Roger, we copy you there. What's going on tonight?
All right, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Let me try this again. Okay. Broadcasting here from the valley, named the late Henry Hudson. Not much. I just got done mowing the lawn. I had to put an extra shirt on. It was pretty cold. They're cold. It's colder than I expected. It's currently 53 degrees. I think we were like 62 maybe today. But it was sunny all day. But the lawn's taken care of. Everything's good. And I'm kicking back and enjoying a glass of wine, watching TV, and obviously talking to you on a repeater and listening to the traffic. So that's it from here. It's WB2RUQ.
Okay, yeah, it got a little chilly here tonight. Not supposed to get too bad, though, upper 30s. And then it's supposed to warm right up here starting tomorrow, so looking forward to that. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hello, Jeff. We got 45 degrees up on the hill here. And, yeah, I was able to get the lawn mowed on Friday. You never know it was mowed. It needs it again today. Unbelievable how fast the lawn is starting to grow. Over.
Roger. I got mine finished up on Sunday. I know it's the same thing, even today. Grass looks so much higher. I figure with the cool weather, it would have, would have slowed it down, but I'm assuming it's the rain making it grow.
Yeah, it's that time of year. We're going to be getting rain on a regular basis, I guess.
Roger that. Well, good. I'm hoping here to start planting in the garden here maybe Sunday, but probably Monday, and, I'm going to check the long-term forecast when that time comes and make sure everything looks pretty frost-free, and I think I'll take my chance then. All right. Thanks for checking in, Ray. We'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. Well, we had sort of a cool night last night, but today sort of come back. It's so 50 isn't a bad temperature. I got my trucks creaking on the universal joint, so I went to the garage and they're going to take a look at it Friday. Need a new universal joint. The roads are tough up North Lake, and been busy. We're having a 65th wedding anniversary, June 9th, and the girls, the family's making plans on having a party, so they've been hustling around for a week or two, making plans, so it should be a busy time. Guess that's all the news. Let's say 73.
Years, that's all? Well, congratulations when that comes around there. That's a long time. Well, good luck with the universal joint there. Speaking of North Lake, I was up there today. I thought with all this rain and the cool weather, we might start seeing some oyster mushrooms up there in the woods, and I was hunting for some, and I didn't find any but some dried out ones, but I did run into Matthew up there. He was up, staying up for couple days, I guess. Him and his daughter were up there, and talked with them for a while. I guess they'll be back up Memorial Day weekend, but all was well up there. Like, there was some snow all around my camp, though, so just a little bit where I must have all slid off the roof there, and I was kind of surprised to see that, but all right, well, good luck with the truck there, and maybe we'll see you up there at camp here soon. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
KD2AAC, Town of Tonawanda, New York.
Okay, I didn't catch the sign. It was a K2 Alpha Alpha Tango, or?
No, Jeff, it's K2 Alpha Alpha Charlie. Art in town of Tonawanda. Good evening, Jeff, and nobody else on the net. Did a little fishing today, didn't catch nothing. But I did catch a Belgium guy up there on 17 meters. Made a contact with him on 17. I usually like to get maybe one or two contacts a day. So that was my catch of today, but no fish. Just wanted to jump in and say hi to you and everybody else on your net there. So Alternary Beth to Net Control. This is Kilo 2 Alpha Alpha Charlie in Tallentown, Wanda, New York. It's about 54, very breezy weather here. A cool, little cool breeze, but it's supposed to warm up too, just like these guys. So have yourself a great night. Thanks for picking me up. Back over to Net Control. This is Kilo 2 Alpha Alpha Charlie.
Okay, I remember you now, K2AC Art, I believe. Yeah, you're up there retired and doing a lot of fishing and trying to get your son involved, as I recall. And, well, good. I know this cool down, it must have slowed down the fishing a little bit, I would think. I know I haven't gone since last weekend, and it was still, even last weekend, it was a little slow, at least for the trout, anyway. I don't know. I know the bullheads are biting right now, Well, good luck with the fishing there, and thanks for checking in, and hopefully we'll start getting some warmer weather here and some more strikes on the line. All right, thanks, Art. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I worked late last night because I wanted to get around and get some stuff done today, and I went up to camp for a bit and did some hiking around, and was trying to, I've been reading on how to get wild mushrooms, and I don't think I'll ever be very good at it because I'm colorblind, but I do like oyster mushrooms, and those are supposed to be the beginner mushroom, the easiest ones to find, and they have no poisonous lookalikes, supposedly. So anyway, I was out looking around for them, see if I could find them and get some, and bring some home to identify them, and I thought, well, this rain and cold weather, I'd run into some up there, but I did see some old dried ones, but nothing. I saw no fresh mushrooms of any kind. So maybe it just needs a few more days, and I think maybe I'll head up there this weekend and take a look at getting around and try again. And then we did some, moved around some furniture there for WA2FK and a bunch of other odds and ends, and visited this person, visited that person, and then got some work done here at the house, and got to work here a bit tonight. And that's about it. So, all right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, John, Ray, Clint, and Art for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2AIT, 3 Atlantic County, traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome as always. Stations, come now, please.
Good evening, KC2NBU. No traffic.
Hello, Ray. Thank you for checking in. KDC2NBU. Much appreciated. Anyone else? Any other stations for Acton? Ray, again, thanks for the check-in. Appreciate it. 7-3s. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanzibar.